Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 180 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. You're awesome. Just thank you. Now, before we get to today's question from Tom, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. FreshBooks is the easy, extremely easy to use cloud accounting solution, helping millions of small business owners save time with keeping track of accounting and also invoicing if you have clients and you're doing coaching and stuff like that. Also, you can get a free trial today if you go to GetFreshBooks.com and you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Go ahead and do that now. Thanks so much, and let's get to today's question from Tom.
Hey, Pat. Tom Delaney here from HowToWrangler.com. Got a quick question about getting my site to the next level. I've been a big fan of yours for a while now and decided to make my niche site about how-to and DIY videos for modifying Jeep Wranglers. I noticed that most how-to videos are really poorly done or done by a mechanic who knows way more about what he's doing than I did and can be confusing or go over my head. I'm not a mechanic, but I gather the info and practice the installs I feature before I shoot the videos. To make my videos stand out even more, I use a unique approach on how I shoot them by wearing a GoPro on my head and having a wide-angle view camera I can cut to so you can really see what I'm doing. I've been visiting Jeep forums and posting my video pages in response to people asking how to do installs that I demonstrate in the videos. I posted to my Facebook business page and my Twitter account consistently, but I've seen the most traffic spikes when I posted to the Jeep subreddit. I've gotten great feedback on there as well, and my visitors are growing, but very slowly. I feel like reposting on Reddit is a big no-no. I've tried a few Facebook ads with moderate success with my limited budget, but I want more. I also used a tip from you and tried writing an article about one of my videos on ezinearticles.com, but it hasn't been published by anyone yet. My site is only about 2 weeks old, and I've had 753 sessions with 633 unique users and 645 YouTube video views. But unless I'm actively doing something to promote, I feel like the traffic dwindles. Am I getting greedy this early, or is the drop I'm seeing going to continue? I know I need to promote, and I listened to your Ask Pat 126 about resharing, but I feel like the natural growth should be starting as well. I appreciate your help.
Tom, thank you so much for your question. And first of all, before I get into the answer, I just want to say how cool this niche seems. It seems like you're doing awesome things here. I completely understand the sort of idea of what you're doing here in terms of bringing some more quality videos and how-tos for how to customize your Jeep, which is what a lot of people do, you know. And, you know, every sort of car like a Jeep or, you know, a Mini Cooper or, you know, Harley Davidsons, they have their incredibly ravenous community behind it, right? Who are all sharing things with each other. I think you could definitely tap into that for what you're doing. And I love the fact that you're taking these videos that may or may not have already been done, but doing it in a much better way. I love the idea of using the GoPro. That's super slick and easy to do, but also the wide angle views of what you're doing. I think it's awesome. I think it's extremely awesome. The first question I want to answer for you is, are you being greedy at this point in time with your site? And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said 2 weeks. You already have hundreds of views in just 2 weeks. And that is great. That is more than what a lot of people could say. And I remember when I first started out, most of my sites, not including Food Trucker, which did go through a sort of pre-launch sequence creating buzz beforehand and had thousands of readers on day one, which is a good strategy. But if you've already launched and you're into it a few weeks, having 100 views and 100 unique visitors on your site is fantastic. I mean, that's amazing. People would be really happy with that, and I think you should be happy too. And to know that this early on you're doing this kind of promotion, it's just getting the word out there, and I think it's really smart. I honestly hope you are building an email list while you do this, because you know, these people who are interested in their Jeep Wranglers, they're going to be interested in more modifications for their vehicles, and so you would be able to more easily serve them by collecting their email addresses, but at the same time be able to continue to grow your site. Because what happens is when you get people on an email list, when you come out with a new post or modification, you send it to them, that's more traffic to your site, and then more shares perhaps, which means more people coming back on your site and going on your email list, and so on and so forth. So that's a great strategy that you should be doing right now, sort of a low-hanging fruit if you aren't doing that already. I love the idea of posting on communities, and Reddit is a great place. You said you're getting a lot of great feedback from there, and I would continue to respond, and even if you have a really cool modification, you know, post there. I think if you're providing value and you become known in this space, on that platform, that's okay. As long as you use common sense and don't spam and, you know, put every single post there, maybe just put the high quality posts that you do put up that seem like they would take off. But I would also ask you, okay, where else do Wranglers hang out? What other forums are there out there? You could become authorities on those forums too. And on forums, more so than on social media or places like Reddit, it's more okay to start threads and share posts that you have on your other site, especially if it's directly related to stuff other people have been talking about, or it's just high value content like you are creating. You could become known as an expert. That's sort of what I did when I first started on the lead exam website that I have at greenexamacademy.com. When I was first starting out, even before I knew anything about marketing, I was on forums answering questions, posting helpful tips and charts and little things that I did here and there to help myself for everybody else. And it was a high value to them. And they were like, wow, this guy, Pat, he's really helpful. Let's go to his website and check him out. And, you know, they would, you know, eventually become customers, or a lot of them would. And also, I would ask you, what other authorities are out there that are, you know, talking about the same types of things? You might be able to do some guest posts or even guest videos on certain websites. Maybe there's an authority out there who has a Jeep, or maybe another person out there doing sort of Jeep modifications type things, but they're maybe only doing it via blog posts. Well, maybe you kind of collaborate with them. That's a thing that a lot of YouTube personalities do. They collaborate with each other, whether side by side on a Skype call, or even one person, if you're in the same area, going to the other person's house or garage and doing stuff together there, just so you can get in front of another audience. And to know that only 2 weeks have gone by and you have hundreds of views and you have all these opportunities in front of you, I think is a great, great sign. And I would continue to move forward. There's going to be dips, ups and downs for years. Trust me, ups and downs are just part of the game. As long as those ups and downs kind of generally keep going up higher and higher and higher, you know, it's not going to be a straight line. It's going to be a wiggly, sort of looks like a stock market graph, you know, going up and down with the waves and times. But a good stock will eventually keep heading up. And that's what you want your traffic to do, too. And I think, you know, you're just maybe in your first down period, and that's okay. I wouldn't worry about it. I would just keep doing what you're doing. And like I said, find those other authorities, find those other communities out there that would benefit from what you have to offer. And just keep going, you know, keep going and building that list, and really making it, you know, in terms of building that list, also making it easy to do that, but also giving people some incentive. Perhaps there's a couple quick free videos that you haven't shared on your YouTube channel yet, or ones that, you know, are really in high demand that you put behind an email address, you know, sort of wall where people have to subscribe first before they get it. And then you're providing value to them. They're going to stick around. And when you come out with new stuff, they're going to go and check that out on your site or your YouTube channel. And then over time, what's going to happen once you keep doing that and you have these really high quality posts on your blog, you're going to see that Google is going to start to rank a lot of your stuff, because people are going to be searching for this stuff on both YouTube and Google. And there's going to be a lot of things you can do with that, even down the road, perhaps. If and you know, I'm not a lawyer, so you might need to check with you know, professional in terms of potentially writing a book about all these things. You know, 101 Jeep modifications for the new Jeep owner. Like, how awesome would that Amazon book be? And also to help you promote this site. A lot of things you could do there. You can even collaborate with Jeep and maybe, you know, get in contact with them. I mean, maybe it's too early for that, but once you get going, once you start to rank really high, you could even do interviews, maybe podcast interviews or video interviews with people over at the Jeep manufacturing office or whatever, manufacturing warehouse or the offices or whatever. And you can maybe even do a little cool little video where you fly over there and you meet people and you see what it's like in the factory and just talk shop all day. Like people who are into this stuff love that. Whew, I think I did that all in one breath. But anyway, Tom, awesome job. Keep moving forward. Hopefully that helps answer your question and it makes you feel better about the sort of quick down period that, again, within the first 2 weeks, you're going to have a lot of that. And it's going to be like that for most of our blogging career anyway. So just great job. Keep moving forward. And an Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. Thank you so much for the question. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, and you get a t-shirt too, you can go to askpat.com and just ask right there. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. You know, it's fall now. We're on to pumpkins and leaves and stuff, but we all have to realize that just around the corner, once the new year turns, it's tax season. Make it easy for yourself then by going to FreshBooks now and getting everything organized. Go to getfreshbooks.com and enter AskPat in the How Did You Hear About Us section for a free trial. Check it out. And as always, I like to end with a quote, and today's quote is from Donald Trump, and he says, as long as you're going to be thinking anyway, think big. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.